9:35 at WKEI, regionaldailynews.com. I'm Sean Kernan, and it is time for our People to People program. And joining us on the line is Diane DeMay and Marianne Dibdall. And good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you for joining us. So let's talk about the farmer's market. What's the latest?
Well, there's a few things that are new as far as our Illinois farmer's market guidelines that have come out. Of course, this season, we're transitioning from the community gathering spaces, as the farmer's market was always known as, to the in-and-out market. It's basically get in and out, you know, get your produce, get your items, and don't linger, which we hate that because we like to visit. We have had a little bit of help with the Illinois Farmers Market as far as lifting a few things. We can have crafter vendors up there now, which was one of the stipulations that we could not have it at the very beginning of the market. But when June rolled around, they did release that anybody that has craft items can come up there. Of course, they still are saying do not touch. Don't touch any of the product or don't touch any of the craft items. It's a no-touch market, basically. Vendors will assist you in, you know, what you would like to buy or whatever. You know, if we have one good vendor up there right now, Lori Hart, the Little Red Barn. She's got a lot of produce and a lot of variety right now. She's been our only vendor up there the past few weeks. We did have another gentleman that was selling maple syrup and some mustard that had maple syrup in it that he takes care of. But he's not been there the past few weeks. But Lori's been there. She's been there every Saturday, and she started coming. She's there today, actually, Wednesday, and Saturdays is our market. She was there last Wednesday, and she's here this Wednesday, and she's been there all Saturdays. She's got, like I said, a lot of variety. She's got green beans. I know green beans are on right now if anybody's looking for green beans. I was up there Saturday, and she had a whole cooler full of green beans. So lots of beets and radishes and I don't know. And she's got some rag rugs. She makes homemade rag rugs. They're beautiful. Hmm. So that's her craft item. She did have some flowers up there if you want a nice centerpiece or whatever. Tomatoes aren't on yet, so if anybody's looking for tomatoes, that's going to probably be a couple weeks. I know there's several people that have green ones on. So, and we do have a couple vendors that signed up that we're going to bring tomatoes. So, like I've said in the past, just keep checking to see who's up there and what products are up there, what produce is coming on. I know the cucumbers are coming on right now, and so are the zucchini. So if you're looking for that, I know probably this week or next week on those. Like I said, it's just everything's really just coming on. It's in the green stage. But as far as like the guidelines, please, if you're feeling ill at all, please do not come up there. We don't want to spread anything. And face masks are required per the state guidelines. And maintain your distance, the six-foot distancing, which I know there's been a lot of people up there in line, so just please be considerate and keep your distance from other people. And kind of know what you want when you get up there, if you can see, you know, from the sidewalk of what's on the table. And kind of know what your order is when you get up there so we don't hold up the line. Mm-hmm. And make for sure that you do wash all of your products. Even though they may be washed before they get there, you want to make for sure that you wash them again because they may have, you know, they've been handled by the vendor.
Right.
Pretty much, that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
is the whole process cashless?
Well, it can be. They're saying that it should be use touchless payments if possible. Not all of our vendors have the capacity to do like the square where you can run your debit card or whatnot. Some do, some don't. And I don't think Lori has that's been up there. If any other vendors come up, they, you know, you'll know that. But we don't like to give cash back. So
right.
If you can at least have the correct change if possible. I do know our vendors are using hand sanitizer and she's trying to use gloves when she's handling the cash. And I do know she's using hand sanitizer in between each customer and whatnot. She's wiping her areas down and stuff. So yeah, it's kind of hard to do the touchless if you don't have an access, you know, or not signed up to a vendor that carries, you know, to be able to use debit cards. So
makes sense.
Yeah, they do recommend to not use the reusable bags. I know some of the grocery stores are doing the same thing. When a couple years ago, Farmers Market, we did have our reusable bags. And I've seen a few people come up with those. But, I mean, if you want to bring it, I would say, you know, you're going to put your own product in there, I guess.
Right.
You're not letting other people handle it. But that was one of the recommendations, is to reusable bags are really not recommended if possible.
Good to know.
Yeah, pretty much that's it. This weekend, of course, is the Prairie Chicken Festival, which has been kind of scaled down. And this was always one of our big weekends to have vendors up at our park, Farmers Market and other crafters, which, like I said, it was too short of notice when this came out from the Illinois Farmers Market that we could have crafters. It was too short of notice to be able to get a hold of other vendors to come. Hmm. But if you are interested in coming up there this weekend, since there will be probably some people walking around, we've got the mural being painted and there's some chalk art pictures in the windows downtown. There's a scavenger hunt for the murals that are already there. I don't know if anybody knew about that. There, you can go from each mural to check out and see how many prairie chickens are in each mural. Hmm. And the Prairie Chicken Festival is giving away a gift certificate for that. So if you are downtown rummaging around, you know, this might be a time if you want to put up your items at the farmer's market or at the corner there at Berrien Park, craft items or whatnot. We'll be up there. We'll consider you as a farmer's market person if you come up there this weekend. We do have a half a season that is $15, and which would get you into three more farmer's markets if you wanted to come up. We would probably be offering that. I'm kind of speaking out of turn here. I hadn't run that past the committee, but our season's half over. So, you know, you might even get your $15 back if you come up there to sell this weekend. So, I mean, there'll be people around. There'll be more people downtown looking at things. And, of course, we're doing our social distancing. But
sure.
There's visual items to go downtown to for the Prairie Chicken Festival. So, you know, it might be an opportunity if you want to be a crafter vendor or a farmer's market vendor. Come on down and set up. We'll get you set up with your farmer's market sign. And like I said, $15 for half a season, which is about where we're at now. That'll get you for four more times at the farmer's market. So you can't beat that, really.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Cheap price. We are on Facebook. For our farmers market, County Farmers Market is on Facebook. We have our own Facebook page. We do post any updates that are at the, you know, coming through the Illinois Farmers Market, like with the crafters when that was available for us. We did post that, and we always have on there pictures of our who's down there and what products are being sold down there. We try to get an advance from the vendors of what they might have that coming week. We don't always get it, but if we do have it, we post it on there. Hey, come, you know, we're gonna have tomatoes this weekend, or we're gonna have green beans this weekend. So if you follow us on the Facebook page, that'll kind of keep you updated. Like I said, any new regulations or anything, we'll be posting out there too. So it's just kind of a different season.
Yeah,
we're kind of going with it, but as best we can. We had a lot of new vendors this year. We were so excited. But they could not come because they were a lot of different craft items and plants. We've got plant items and things like that, which couldn't come at the very beginning. And now a lot of them didn't do a lot of product this year. They didn't, because they didn't know what the guidelines were going to be, and they didn't want to have, you know, a ton of stuff and not be able to sell it. So we're just kind of struggling, but hopefully next year we'll have them all back and have a great farmer's market. But
didn't we even have a food truck
once? Yeah.
And somebody who wanted to do some breakfast burritos and stuff. We were really super excited about our year this year. So
we had a new gal that had actually just moved to this area that was going to come up there with a food truck. Like Marianne said, she was going to do like breakfast burritos on Saturday mornings and some different food items in the morning. And of course, we couldn't have that. We still can't have that. So that kind of put that was one of our new vendors, which we were really excited about. No tasting of any items can be done down there. No samples or anything as of yet. So that kind of, you know, our baked good items people, of course, the Eberts, they are taking orders, which they have a very huge following anyway. They take orders and deliver and whatnot. You can get a hold of them if you still want your baked goods, your good cinnamon rolls that they always had, and their cookies. And
you know, I think if you want to find them on Facebook, I think it's Ebert Farms Market. Ebert Farm Market. Look, try to pull it up that way on Facebook if you're looking for something like that.
Yeah,
I think she has a little. They have a little bit of produce too right now.
Yeah, I think if you can't get through on their Facebook, if you go through our Facebook, yep. Mary does look at our Facebook too, and she'll see that you've reached out to her. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it's just been a different season. We've all learned. We're all in it together, and we're just, you know, everybody just be patient and kind, and we'll get through it.
Absolutely. Now, if there is a crafter out there who would like to be part of it, where can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can contact us through the Facebook page. Katie Yaklich could either get in touch with them, or she would let me know. I will be up there Saturday, off and on. So they could actually just go up there, and we would meet up with them and get them signed up that day. We always have our applications with us and our farmer's market signs that we give them, and I would have all of the copies of the regulations through the Illinois Farmers Market Association. I've been giving those out to different people who are interested in coming. So or the chamber. You can get a hold of Mark up at the chamber office, and you know, if they're interested, he'll give them either my number or Katie's number to get in touch also, and we'll get them set up for that. So yeah, if they do want to go up with some craft items this weekend or any time going forward, just get a hold of the farmers market, us gals, and we'll get you set up.
All right. Well, Diane, Marianne, anything else you want to pass along today?
I really can't think of anything. I think I covered pretty much what we know. So we're going to be on it again in another month, maybe towards the end of the summer. We'll have some more produce, and maybe some more regulations will be lifted for Illinois as far as the farmers market, and we'll keep you updated on that.
Terrific. All right. Well, Marianne and Diane, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Talk to you soon.